go ahead.
Quickly barricaded all the windows and the exits, now I'm stressing. Them niggas outside ready they weapons.
Damn,
this nigga bleeding rivers on the carpet. Just then, I had started thinking with the logic. Them guys outside don't know that I'm here, but they got the place surrounded. It's impossible to slide through the rear. His 38 was fully loaded, I had checked it. Fully anticipating the war, I cocked the weapon. All was silent. First I found a place to hide all the diamonds in case they infiltrate. Don't want for them to find them. I found a place to stash it behind a big book on his cabinet. Removed the book, the cabinet moved backwards, revealing a cache full of Uzis, Maddocks. This changes the situation drastically. I grabbed him. Maybe this rich nigga was preparing for some static, but that's besides the point. Back to the action. I tied the rich nigga up despite him passing out from all the blood loss. And then I went back to the cabinet where the gun stored. Son of a bitch, this fucker armed to a T. I mean Uzis, grenades, body armor, all you can need. So I vested up two Uzis, grenades, only 5 found. Access to the roof so I could attain the higher ground.
Of my true love's hair.
Luckily the roof was flat and not triangular. That had put the element of surprise in my favor. I'ma make it quick, cause this kind of noise gonna alert the cops. I slid towards the 3 dudes in the front yard. Perfect drop. 3 grenades ended them. The 3 in the backyard, it ran to the front. And the Uzi started spitting. Dropped all of them except one. He ran off with a shoulder shot. They didn't even know what had hit him. They was more than shot. I heard sirens in the distance approaching. Skated quick with the bag. This was a close one. Damn.